Let's hold our hands together and say, Our Father, in the name of Jesus. Today, we receive revelation that is found in the written word. Our eyes be on Jesus, and Him alone we see as the word is taught, with clarity and without error. Today, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we are in week 8, or section 8, of our teaching on the new creation and its relationship. We'll round it up by next week. So I'm going to compress a whole lot today. Hallelujah. The whole lot are going to be compressed by teaching today. But I'll make sure that every vital point I needed to say in the course of the teaching will be said. Hallelujah. I trust God that everything that He wants me to say will be said. Hallelujah. Today to next week. Hallelujah. So let's open our Bibles to Matthew 28 from verses 18 into 20. Matthew 28. Glory to God. Jesus came and said, spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. He said, Go therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He said, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am is with you even to the end of the age. Hallelujah. Now, thus far, what we've been saying is the fact that this is Matthew's summary, right, of Jesus' instruction within the 40 days. And he said that instruction Jesus gave to them in the 40 days will be, go make disciples. Hallelujah. Go make men students of the world. Hallelujah. Go make disciples. You see, this becomes, when he said, go make disciples, that will be God's plan for the earth. Remember, when we had that teaching on following God's plan for your life, we said you know God's plan for your life when you know what God's plan for the earth is, right? Hallelujah. And what is God's plan? The nations of the earth will be found in Christ, right? Was that what we said? I'm going to take back that teaching again. Hallelujah. I trust the Lord to do that January next year. Hallelujah. Not this year anymore. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I know what God's plan for my life is. When Moses writes what God said in Genesis 1:26, He let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the cattle, over the every creeping thing that creepeth upon the surface of the earth. That is God's plan for the earth. Let's make man in our image. The image of God will be what? In the person of Christ. Right? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 4 to 6. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Colossians 1 from verse 15 to 16. That will be God's image. Hebrews chapter 1 verses 3. He is the express image of God. Hallelujah. So Jesus is the image of God. So when God said, let us make man in our image. Right? We've talked about it over and over again. Let's make man in our image. You have to go back to what is God's image. Hallelujah. So image is used for deities. Right, for Amy? Image is used for deities. It's used for deities. Now when they hear image, what comes to their mind? Remember his audience. What will come to their mind will be what? Egypt, right? And different images they find in the temple. So when Moses writes, let's make man in our image, what comes to mind? Temple reality. Are you hearing me? Temple reality comes to mind. So let's make man in our image. So that means man will become God's temple. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Man will become God's temple. Moses will also write it again for them, and he will prefigure it with what? The tabernacle. The tabernacle will be what God will do in the earth. Right? God in man, and it will be in all the earth, over the surface of the sea. Right? Right? Glory to God. That will be used for nations. So God's plan is for the nations of the earth. Hallelujah. All the earth will be God's own. God dominating all the earth. And Jesus will not say, make disciples. That would be it. Hallelujah. He says, multiply, fill the earth. Genesis 1:27. He told them to multiply. Genesis 1:28. Multiply, fill the earth. So when they say multiply, fill, they're not talking about to give birth naturally. Hallelujah. How many children will Adam give birth to at the time? Glory to God. Amen. What is the capacity of one woman to give birth? It will be by giving birth. Look at the amount of years. Now, this earth will not have gone. Glory to God. Let's not even get there. Glory to God. So it's not about reproduction. No, God is not talking reproduction. He's talking Matthew 28:18. Make disciples. God's kind. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So he said, let us make man in our image. You're referring to Adam and Eve. Is referring to what? Mankind. Let's make mankind in our image. Not Adam as one person, but mankind. So when he said, let them replenish. Replenish means to refill. You cannot replenish what is empty. No. Are you following me? I mean, you cannot replenish what is just starting. You replenish what you are, what, like a refilling. Hallelujah. That means there is man. Or, are you following me? There is mankind. Hallelujah. But in verse 2 shows you what has happened to mankind. Empty and void and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And God said, let there be light. So that light will be man in his image. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Glory to God. So when Jesus said, go make disciples, Jesus is reading from Genesis. Make disciples. Are you hearing me? Make disciples. Let them have dominion. Mark in Mark 16. Come on. Mark 16, we said Mark will focus on what? Mark 16 from verse 15. It says, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Say, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who doesn't believe shall be condemned. When he says, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved, Mark focused on the entry point into discipleship. He said, the entry point, say, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He said, he who doesn't believe shall be damned. And says, these signs shall accompany them that believe in my name. He said they will cast out demons. So his focus is on what? His focus is on what? The entry point into discipleship and the characteristics of the disciples, the believing ones. Hallelujah. What is the characteristics of the believing ones? Are you following me? He said they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, if they drink, he said they will take up serpents, if they will drink any deadly thing, shall not hurt them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that becomes the characteristics of the believing ones. Would you find these characteristics in the book of Acts? Would you find it there? Did they speak with tongues? Hallelujah. Did they cast out demons? Did we see that? Hallelujah. Did they lay hands on the sick? They did. So that means that validates Mark 16, right? Does that validate Mark 16?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God. Very important. That validates Mark 16. Glory to God. There are some people who will say some funny things about Mark 16, but you say no. You will find it in the book of Acts. Right? Is it there? If it is there, that means Mark 16 is validated. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God. And we looked at that and said, John and Luke also focused, called that preaching the gospel, called it what? Forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. So we'll find out in Luke 24, I'm trying to be fast. Luke 24, verses 47. 47. Are you there? If you're there, I'm going to read. It says, and that repentance and remission of sin be preached in his name. Remember, Mark said, preach the gospel. Now, Luke called that gospel what? Repentance and remission of sins. Hallelujah. So we call the message of the gospel the message of God's forgiveness. Are you following me? The message of the gospel is called the message of God's forgiveness. We'll be preached in his name. John will say the same thing in John 20:23. I will look at from verse 21. He said, peace to you, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and he said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. If you forgive the sin of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. What is he saying? He says it's the same thing that Luke, Mark, and Matthew is saying. That is, when the gospel is preached, what a man receives is the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. And remember, we said it's God that forgives sins. So when he gives them discharge, meaning God is saying, you will function in my stead in the preaching of the gospel. Are you following me? You will function in my stead forgiving the sins of men when the gospel is preached. Because what we receive as the new creation reality is the forgiveness of sins. The believer doesn't go and look for God to forgive his sins every day. No. Hallelujah. Neither does you say, I'm sorry when you do wrong, or having remorseful sin consciousness. Are you following me? Are you following me? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope you got what I said. You got what I said. Hallelujah. So the believer doesn't go ahead looking for God to forgive them. You know, that's something that I said. Maybe the reason why I am like this is because of the sins my father have done, or the sins I've done. No. Hallelujah. Once a man is saved, hallelujah, what he has received is the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. And we said that is the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Was that what we said? Right? The forgiveness of sins is the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So that means if the indwelling of the Holy Ghost is forever, it means we are forgiven forever. Are you following me? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hope you are getting what I'm saying. Amen. 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 I know there are people that say, no, 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 no. We cannot be forgiven forever. Well, that they cannot prove from the scriptures. Because scriptures doesn't call the believers the ones who are looking for forgiveness of sin. No. It says we have received it already. Yes, hallelujah. Yes, glory to God. And that is no reason for the believer. That is not a reason for a believer to misbehave. No. Hallelujah. We receive forgiveness of sin doesn't mean there is nothing that a believer cannot commit sin. Why am I always driving into a teaching I want to teach after? After CRC. I'm going there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Aha. Can a believer commit sin? Yes. Is a believer a sinner? No. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, we said that indwelling is light, right? Right? We said that indwelling is the living. So that means the believer is led by God. Hallelujah. The indwelling is light. The light is leading. We said the indwelling, that is the Spirit of God in the believer, John 14 verse 16. It says, and I will pray the Father and he will give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Say, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because neither sees him nor know him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Hallelujah. That he may dwell with you forever. So what the believer has received is the Spirit of God. I would say the Spirit of God is the union of the Father and the Son in the believer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore the believer doesn't sing song like, into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, amen. And funny enough, we sing that song to take breakfast. Into my heart, into my heart, come into my heart. Some rascal have now changed the song, like myself years back. Hallelujah. You wouldn't want me to say that, to sing it. Those of you, how many of you know the other part, the other version? You know the other version? Some rascal sang it. You don't know the other version. Do you know the other version? You don't know it? You don't know it? You don't know it? You know it? Let me ask the wise man. Do you know it? You don't know it? You are in the Lord. You are not wayward like us. Do you know it? You live in the days, or the days in living you. Do you know it? It's fine. It's leader. Do you know it? You guys shouldn't make me feel like I'm an old man. There we go. The song. No, I was singing for you guys after meeting. Not here. Let me baptize you people small. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So one day somebody was saying, "Sir, I can't change it." But I said, "No, no, 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 no. You don't have to see it there." And I sang the other version. He said, "Are you saying you're a pastor?" I just stayed it and be singing into my heart. Hallelujah. You are inside my heart. Can you allow me to change the word? You are inside my heart. You are inside my heart, Lord Jesus. You are inside today, inside forever, inside my heart. Because you just like this song. You don't want it to go. Hallelujah. I go, ride on my back. Have you heard that song? Ride on my back. You don't know the song today? You know the song? Wait. Please pause. You know the song? Did you? Simple song. So that means I went to a two school then. Just a first primary school. Two. You know they are three schools. They are not in two. I wonder. Hallelujah. One is for barrack children. Three is for tout. Then two is for Adebota. Yeah. Which one you do go to school one? I know it's barrack children. Which one you do go to? School three, tout. Which one you do go to? Three, tout. That's why you people cannot speak good English. School three. Which one you do go to? Eh? No one. You are just on the hook. Which are you going to? School one. Ah. Barrack four. Who went to school 2 years? Where are you? Can you see the difference? How about that I gave you to a brother? But he now went to school one. See, make the best out of him. Hallelujah. Okay, let me move ahead. Okay. Am I off now? Am I off? Okay, let's continue. Okay, where were we? Forgiveness of sins, right? So the believer, listen, the believer has received the Holy Ghost, right? The believer has received. He's not trying to receive the Holy Spirit. No, the Holy Ghost is what the believer has. Hallelujah. And glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Say, I have the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost is my light. Are you hearing me? So that indwelling is called light. Direction. That indwelling. We said it's called the forgiveness of sins. Right? Don't think forgiveness of sins like you've sinned. Look at what people think forgiveness of sins is. I mean, it's sin. So God has Omo. Right? So the school teacher, you know that song? Wash me with Omo. Super clean. Huh? They think God has clean. So when you come to him and say, "Lord, I'm sorry," he now say, "Okay, remove the cloth. So wash me as white as snow. Remove the cloth, let me wash you." So God now has a dry cleaner. Mr. Sunday, dry cleaner. That dry cleans you. And then you come and say, "I'm white now." Come on here. You are wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You are wrong. Glory to God. That indwelling. So don't see forgiveness of sins. Come on now. Don't see forgiveness of sins as a dry cleaning business. No. Hallelujah. See it as what God has accomplished by the indwelling. Hallelujah. So can you see what I'm trying to do? I'm laying foundation for what we yet discuss. Hallelujah. So see that what God has done in Christ. Hallelujah. That is the forgiveness of sin. That is the indwelling. Glory to God. So that means there will not be a... That means there is an issue with our definition of what sin is. Glory to God. Somebody says sin is in nature. There's an issue with people's definition of what sin is. So we're going to look at it holistically from scriptures. But you know what? You know what? You know what? I've received the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people think, in sin did my mother conceive me. See, I was, you know, I was born a sinner. Interesting. No! That is the wrong assumption. The person who said that was David, and David said in sin did his mother conceive him. How? Because David was giving birth to, in a, with what? In the, at the point, how did that put it? Was giving birth to via adultery. Do you understand? So he called that act of his death in sin, what I conceived. He never said he was born a sinner. Are you following me? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I hope you are following me. Glory to God. So we call that indwelling what? Light, forgiveness of sins, leading, right? Right? Okay, so I want to add something. Okay, we added it last week. That indwelling is called God's righteousness. Hallelujah. God's righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness means to set things right. Are you following me? To put things what? Right. So that means we can say, I am the righteousness of God, because in you, we have received what? That indwelling is God setting things right. Are you following me? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
What did God set right? His spirit in man. Are you following me? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Who was the first man that was called righteous? Is who? Abraham, right? From scripture that we saw, that was called righteous in scriptures. Abraham, Genesis, quickly. Oh my God. I don't have that message for now. Anybody? Okay, Genesis 16:6. What is that? Genesis 16:6. Verse 6. Genesis 16:6. It says, and he believed the Lord, and was counted to him for righteousness. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Abraham believed God and was counted to him for righteousness. That is, in his believing God, right? It was put in his account for righteousness. That is, in believing, we get, that is how God puts things right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Glory to God. Believing in what he would do. God puts things right. Glory to God. If you get back to, before you get to Abraham, what did we see in chapter 11? We saw Babel, right? Men worshipping. We saw Babel, right? And Toa, the Toa of Babel, right? So, the Toa of Babel will represent idol worship. Glory to God. We're not looking at that today. It represents idol worship. But I'll say a bit of it during First Corinthians. So, it represents idol worship. What happened? They had different religion, right? I mean, different language. They were scattered abroad. But where did God now put things right? What do we see in the next chapter? Abraham. Hallelujah. That will be chapter 12. Don't mind me. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Abraham. And in Abraham, God, the Bible now says, what? He's righteous. Do you get that? So God begins to set things right in Abraham. Are you following me? Are you following me? Glory to God. So when you say righteousness, you are not righteous by, some people say, I am righteous. How should I put this? Okay, let me put it like this. Some people claim, when you hear righteousness, is not an individual word, it's a collective word for what Christ has done. Are you hearing me? Glory to God. Are you hearing me? What has God done? He has united or he has brought us into himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Our unity in Christ is God's righteousness. Our unity in Christ is called what? Righteousness. That's God setting things right. So, in that unity, we can say we are his righteousness in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So that righteousness that we are is collective. When he writes to them in the book of 1 Corinthians, he said, he has been made unto you. You are writing to a church. He said, he has made unto you wisdom, righteousness. Are you following me? He writes to the church again in 2 Corinthians, he said, you are the righteousness, not to one person, you, collectively. Hallelujah. Together in Christ, we are the righteousness of God in the earth. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So it's through us that God sets things right in our world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We say that indwelling is also relationship, right? We say the indwelling is relationship. That indwelling brings us into relationship with God, right? Bring us into relationship with God. God is called Father. It brings us into God's family. God's family. In my Father's house. Father's family. So it brings us into family, into relationship with God. God is called Father. We are called sons. Hallelujah. We are not called sons because you are male. We are called sons because we are in Christ. Hallelujah. Whether you are man or woman, we are called sons. Glory to God. So you can walk up and say, I, Salome, am a son of God. Hallelujah. Not, I, Salome, I am a child of God, a daughter of audacity. No. Hallelujah. No, I'm a son. Say, I'm a son.
I'm a son.
Say, I'm a son.
I'm a son.
I want the sister to say it louder. I'm a son.
I'm a son.
Say it louder. I'm a son.
I'm a son.
Yeah, you're a son. So sonship has got nothing to do with gender. Hallelujah. We also said that relationship is called what? Friendship. Right? Right? Friendship. And since that relationship is friendship, we looked at what a friend is, what I should be to my friends, right? What I shouldn't be to my friends. Why? Because we are supposed to mirror God's character in every relationship we find ourselves, right? So we mirror God's character in this relationship we are with him, in every other relationship we find ourselves in the world. Hallelujah. We carry God's character. Hallelujah. We reflect God's person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means we can call the scriptures. Remember, we'll see how to behave in every relationship where? From the scriptures. So therefore, we can call the scriptures the book of God's relationship. Can we call it like that? The book of God's relationship and our relationship with men. The book of God's relationship and our relationship with men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, in our world today, we have different kinds of engagement we find ourselves in. Because we are in a world where we need to interact with people. We are in a world where we need to become social with people. So in our everyday life, we meet people who aren't even believers. Hallelujah. We have to deal with them. And scripture teaches us how to deal with them. Mirroring this relationship we have with God. In every relationship. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
The first we're going to look at today, or another one we're going to look at today, is that scripture teaches us to walk with our hands. Because many a times, scripture teaches us to walk with our hands. Hallelujah. So that means we will find ourselves in a work relationship. Hallelujah. In a work relationship. You know, I don't want to work. I just want to stay. No, you'll find yourself there. Are you ready? The world is in a place where you cannot produce everything you need for yourself. Are you hearing me? You cannot produce everything on your own that you want to eat. It's not possible. Or is it possible? Not possible. You can't produce everything you need to live. So that means you have to interact with people. And then in the workplace, right? Right? Hallelujah. So scripture first of all teaches us to walk. And in the workplace, you will get to meet people. Glory to God. Ephesians 4. Let's see. Those instructions. Instructions to walk. Ephesians 4. I once spoke to a young guy. He was always doing Facebook posts. Always Facebook posts. Facebook posts. Don't know, guys. Wouldn't you walk? Like, no. I've been called into full-time ministry. I happened to still explain this full-time ministry this month. Yes, this month. To somebody. Like, are you a full-time minister? I say yes. And I say, why are you walking? Say, no full-time ministry is where you now have office inside the church. I said, show me that in the Bible. I said, was Paul a full-time minister? He said, yes. Hey, did Paul walk? He said, no. Doesn't think Paul walk. I said, I will show you. Did Peter walk? He said, no, I will show you. Or were they full-time? They were full-time. Hallelujah. So that concept of full-time ministry when a man retires from work and goes to sit down and says, I'm into full-time ministry, is actually a movement that started not too long ago. Hallelujah. Just a movement that started not too long ago. Less than 100, okay. Less than 150 years ago. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not sure it's up to 200 years, that movement. When they say you don't need to work. Full-time ministry and you retire to come. No. Look at what Paul will say in Ephesians 4:25. He said, let's put away lying. Let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Not let the sun go down on your wrath. He said, nor give place to the devil. He said, let him who stole steal no more. Did you see that? But rather, let him do what? Let him do what? Come on, are you looking at the Bible? Let him do what? Labor. Working with his hands. What is good? Working with his hands, what is? What is? Not working in his hands to deceive people. Working in his hands, what is good? That he may have something to give him who has need. Did you that? He may have something to give also. Are you following me? So, scripture teaches us to walk with our hands. When you say he lets him walk with his hands, it means it implies to get gainfully employed doing something. Now, gainfully employed means either you are working for someone or people are working for you. Hallelujah! You are not idle. Monday to Sunday, you are idle. No! Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Get something doing that brings you something in the week. Glory to God. This is a church that Paul will say, Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me not say that. Hallelujah. Paul and the other apostles also walk with their hands. So when he's giving you an instruction to walk, they are walking. They also walk with their hands. What is Peter's trade? Peter was a fisherman. Right? He's a fisherman. He was doing something. He's busy. He's what? Busy. Look at Acts of Apostles. Let's run through some of the apostles. What does Matthew do? Matthew is a tax collector. He works for FIRS. Is he FIRS? Federal Inland Revenue. FIRS. He's a tax collector. Hallelujah. John and James. Who are they? Fishermen. Fishermen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Judas. Judas, yes, Judas. He had a walk. Hallelujah. He was gainfully employed. He kept their money. He was in charge of money, right? Charge of treasury. That means he must be accounting inclined. Not by kind of accountants. Maybe Anan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have Andrew, we have Simeon. They were all employed, all busy. They had things that they were doing. Hallelujah. Are you following me? So let's continue. So when, come on, I want to hit something. When Jesus was to go out for ministry, who provided boats sometimes? Peter did. Peter did, right? 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 Not like this. You tomb at everybody. Not like this wicked pastor. You give me. When you're a national fan. Hallelujah. He provided. But he did not provide. Hallelujah. But I didn't prepare my sermon for you. I prepared to bless the body of Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't mind, I'm just joking. So Peter is a fisherman. Let's see Paul. What does Paul do? Many people don't know that Paul had a trade. I've heard someone arguing that Paul was a lawyer. Like, come on. Hallelujah. Look at Acts of Apostles chapter 18. Sorry. Acts 18. Verse 4. Okay, verse 3. It says, when he came and he met with Priscilla and Aquila and Priscilla in chapter 2, in verse 2. Verse 3. So because he was of the same trade and stayed with them and walked. What did Paul do? What did Paul do? He walked. What did he do? For by occupation, by profession. Come on here. By profession, he was a what? He was a what? Tent maker. He was a tent maker. Hallelujah. So that was his profession. Glory to God. Jesus was gainfully employed. Let's mirror Jesus now. Was Jesus not employed? He was. You don't know? Jesus worked for the saints. Jesus is a carpenter. Are you hearing me? When he came to his home, the book of John said, what did they say? Is this not the carpenter? He was. Hallelujah. He was a carpenter. Today they hear carpenter. They say, carpenter what? But that was a good job there. Hallelujah. Are you following me? He walked with his hands too. Jesus did. Amen. 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 So Paul, when Paul instructs you to walk, it's good you walk. Because it's what? It's what? It's an instruction. You walk. We have an instruction as believers to walk with our hands. Glory to God. Look at something else again. In Acts of Apostles chapter 20, let's see Paul. Verse 34. It says, yes, you yourself know what these hands, that these hands have provided for my necessities, for those who were with me. And for those who were with me. You see that? And I've shown you in every way. That means his walking is an example. I've shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. Did you see that? So he has shown them by example that he walked, that they should too walk to support the weak. Are you following me? Hallelujah. To support the weak, as Jesus has said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So it's good for the believer to walk. So Paul is saying, I have walked or I'm walking so that it will be an example for you to walk. Don't sit down and be claiming, I'm a last day minister. Ha ha! Go and work, Baba. Hallelujah. Last day is come. Go and work. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Paul will instruct them in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Look at 1 Thessalonians 4:10. Look at what Paul will say to them. He says, and indeed you do to, and indeed you do so towards all the brethren who are in Macedonia, but we urge you, brethren, that you increase more and more. You see? Hallelujah. Amen. So, how? He said that you also aspire to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to walk with your hands as we commanded you. So walking is a command, as we've instructed. Did you see that? You walk with your hands. It says you live a quiet life. Hallelujah. It's when you say quiet life, it means don't be flamboyant in your life, in your livelihood. We'll get there soon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You live a peaceful, quiet life. If you're with God. He repeats that thing again, the same word, in chapter, in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10 into 11. It says in the text, but let this also first be tested. Let them serve as deacons, being blameless. Likewise, I'm reading Timothy, 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 10. It says, for even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not walk, neither shall he eat. You see that? For we hear that there are some who walk among you in disorderly manner, not walking at all, but are busybodies. Did you see that? So not to walk is to be walking what? Disorderly. Disorderly means not to keep to instructions. Disorderly. You see that? Not to walk is to be disorder, to be in disorder. Are you following me? Not to walk with your hands, to be in disorder. What does it bring? Busybodies. You become busybodies. Are you following me? Hallelujah. So everyone should walk with his hands. It is improper for a believer to be idle without doing something. It's improper. It's very improper. Even if you are fasting 365 days of the year, it's improper. Are you hearing? It's not proper. Just say no. I give my life away. I give my life away so you can use me. In using you, it says walk. Show you. See, can you hear me? Eh? In give your life away so you can use me. He's using you instead of a walk. See, are you hearing that? Hallelujah! There is no reason for a believer not to find his or herself doing something. Get busy. Get busy with your hands. Monday into Saturday into Sunday. History has it that those days, Paul will teach them in the morning. Everybody will go to work, come back in the evening. Evening means late in the night. So he will still teach again. They will sleep, wake up, go out again. Sleep, wake up, he will teach and they go out. All of them, including Paul, he will not say all of them now go back, go to work. Let me go into my office. He will go and work. Hallelujah. And yet, is he have time to study? Is he have time? So there's no excuse. Don't say, I want to enter full-time ministry. I don't want to work anymore. Come on. You work with your hands. Don't be lazy. Since jam has not entered, since jam has not clicked, I'm not sitting there to get something doing. I see. I admire people who work. No matter the kind of job. And they still have time to do the work, I admire them. Hallelujah. I hear them. Everybody comes to me complaining about somebody and the person is not working, I say, what are you doing? Go and work first, see the pressure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I want to ask you that. How do you cope working in the bank and doing the work of God and doing Isaiah here? Now you will not be appreciating your pastors who are working. Do you understand? Doesn't matter. See, even if it is bum work you are doing, you are working. Especially money. You're not sitting at home being idle, watching Big Brother, watching Small Brother. Sit at home. A vision night. Who are they visiting? Look at your life. When people that are reasonable are ironing their clothes to go to work tomorrow, they're sitting down watching night parties, dancing, watching Z World. Look at your life now. Your life is now zip. Z. Get to work. Get to work. There's pressure in the workplace. There will be pressure. That's why it's called work. Hallelujah. Why is it called work? Work means there's pressure. Work. Hallelujah. Amen. They did not say it's dance place. It's called work. Right? Work. You have to, you know, you have to write notes. You write notes, you dictate notes. You mark notes, you mark assignments, you write tests, you set exams, you mark exams, you have timeline. So I'm busy, yes, you are working. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Let's see Colossians 3, 22. Come on, let's move. Colossians 3, 22. We're getting into it now. Colossians 3, 22. It says, both servants, say, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. So we are getting into some real stuff now. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! What he says, born servant. God forbid, I'm not a servant. Today in our world, translate it to your world today. We hear born servant. What does it mean? Employee. Hallelujah! Well, yeah, born servant, it means what? Employee. That is the translation. That's the interpretation. So we can hold it together. The masters will be what? Employer. Right? Right? Okay, now let's read it in our word today. Let's read. Verse 23. Let's go. 22. Let's go. Employee. Obey in all things your employer according to the flesh. Are you seeing that? Hallelujah. So we have to obey. You have to obey your employer. That is your boss. Hallelujah. That's why you obey your boss. Obey your boss in all things. When it says all things, it implies you would have to obey all the office rules and regulations. Hallelujah. All the office rules and regulations. Don't say, no. I possess. You're possessing your possession. So you walk into your empty zone and say, Malaka Bababaya. The Bible says, I dominate and nothing dominates me. That's the day you go home. You'll be sacked. You'll be sacked and given change. Hallelujah. You don't do that. Glory to God. He says, all things are mine. All things are mine. You went to work in the morning. You're going for an interview. They've not even employed you. You're already running around the company and saying, no, I take possession of this office. Smaller, pursuit to Koto Faladana. You're going around. You go to the end of the door and say, haha, audacity of faith. Audacity of faith. No, audacity of faith. Sir, you employ me in the name of Jesus. Let me give a story about Pastor Shelby gave to us. He said, someone went to a church. I mean, somebody is a member of a church. So they then told them, you know this way you sell handkerchiefs. He said, this week is your week. So he now sold handkerchief. Listen. Now sold handkerchief. So wherever you go, just clean your face. You know. Hallelujah. Somebody is coming to give us an example. Hallelujah. You want to buy handkerchief now? I'm giving an example of handkerchief.
Okay.
No, don't give it. Hallelujah. So Pastor Shebu gave us an illustration. Take this idea week. Wherever you get to, as you clean your prayers with it, you will receive it. You know those people that are, all those people that are like, what is it? Spiritual charm. Say, clean your prayers. So he went for the interview. Ah! When he started the interview, they were talking. You know, they asked me questions. Yeah? Feet was becoming hot. And I brought the handkerchief. Hallelujah. You know, normal, I see you want to clean, that's clean, he says. Ah! I don't know, at the end, he too was attending the same church. When he saw what I was, he brought out his own handkerchief and cleaned his own face. Cancel, cancel. Cancel, cancel. You want to see me? See my way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Right? You are going by this, I didn't know. Pastor Galva is worshiping in your church of the number. So you know when he's interviewing you. When you saw that you're inside hot seat, you now carry the handkerchief. And your pastor told you, anywhere you go to, when things are looking difficult, clean your face. So he brought his handkerchief to clean his face. Ah, and he said, ah, I have my own too. Cancel, cancel. Glory to God. Anyway. You have to possess somebody's office. Amen. Everywhere you see as an office, where somebody is working, where you are an employee and there is an employer, somebody that owns it, that person invested money to set up that office. Let's get realistic sometimes. Sometimes we get unrealistic. The person put his money to set it up. Hallelujah. So you being an employee, you must have to do what? Help your person maximize profit and minimize cost. Hallelujah! So you must have to obey all the office rules. If the office rule says no praying, before you got there, you sign up a letter about, right? And you sign. When you sign up a letter, it means you are going to imbibe, you are going to carry out, you are going to abide by all the rules and regulations in the office, right? Right? Man said, no. My pastor said this week is my week. We're taking over things. My pastor has given us charge to win souls, to start up sales, to start up ministry. You now turn your office place to church. Around 2 p.m. Everybody gather! Talk to the Lord! In the bank. They will sack you. They will sack you. And your pastor will not help you. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah! Are you hearing me? They will sack you. You have to obey. What does it mean? If office resumption time is 8, you resume there by 8. Are you hearing me? Not you are coming there by 11 and you say, I went to do my father's work. You have to do your father, go to your father's house. It's just simple. Glory to God! Glory to God! You have to understand that this office place. So, Scripture says you should obey your employer in all things. All his rules and regulations, do it. Do it. Are you hearing me? Glory to God! And the one that is not comfortable with your faith, with your belief, you resign. Just as simple as that. Nobody is putting a gun to your head. You resign. Or you don't sign your offer letter before you get in there. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Glory to God. You must obey all the codes of conduct. Do not steal. Do not do all. See, you know, some people have defined steal to be, I'm only taking that which belongs to me. You know, some people are like that. Just no. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Obey in all things. Don't steal. Don't go to an office and steal. Don't say I only took to return. No. If it is not in your code, ethical code, don't do it. It's called stealing. Are you hearing me? I've had calls to correct someone who is a believer in an organization who was stealing. Like, no, who taught you that? You know, it's not stealing, sir. I'm only taking to return. I will return it, sir. You will return what? It's stealing. And me being a pastor, I will not abate it. I will not. I don't condone things like that. Say, sir, you're my pastor now. I will sack you. Who is running from the same church? In the office, I will sack you. You come to church, you will continue. You are still a leader in church. Yes, now. Hallelujah. Just as simple as that. My pastor is the MD, so he's now in his vision. Sack you. Sack you back to church. What less? Hallelujah. Just so simple. Hallelujah. Don't play a fast one. I have it here. Don't play a fast one on your employer. Don't play. Because that is someone's sweat. Are you hearing me? It's someone's sweat. Don't treat it anyhow. Look at verse 23 of that Colossians 3. It says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men. Whatever you do, do it heartily. That is, do it with the whole of your heart. You are doing it as though you are doing it unto the Lord. Like you do unto the Lord. Do it there. Hallelujah. Remember, we are portraying our relationship with God in our natural affairs. So you do it heartily. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone told me, that was even on Friday in the office, he says smart because I have targets. I'm a banker, I have targets. So I'm a bit far from my target, though I have what I need. I have all the steps to meet it. So I'm trying to gather them all. The guy said, ah, smart. It's like they carry job for your head. He said it that way, that you carry job for your head, and this is not your papa job. I laugh. Because scripture has taught me. Even if I see people behave anyhow, you have taught me to own it. Are you hearing me? How do I want people to behave? How to do my own personal job? It's what I would do to another person's job. I don't do it half-hearted. No, the Bible says heartily. Are you hearing me? Heartily. So no, like, you cannot meet a limit in this, but some people are like that. I worked in a place before where somebody will say, the target is to do 100%. He said, yeah, all I just do, need to do, just to do 70%. Picking will score 70, no be A, be that. That is his mindset. But I can score 70 at least. I won't be comfortable. Because the person paid me completely what I did, what signed for. And I signed that this is what I will do every month. Right? And I am doing 70%. And he's paying me full. Who is cheating who? Are you hearing me? And it goes like that for what you are supposed to do in the office. Where you're supposed to be, for now I work in the bank, so I want to, or imagine in an office where you're supposed to receive visitors. And you're receiving visitors. But a visitor is in front of you. Not a visitor, wait. You're listening to, I'm listening to my pastor's message. Wait, the pastor is praying for me. I listen to pastor's message. Oh, right on, pastor. Oh, master, karabashanaba. They will sack you! If I am your employer and I see my customer standing there, sir, I was only listening to the message on Pneumaticus Series 2, Track 4. I was like, I said, no, Pastor, this imposed on WhatsApp because I'm your pastor and I'm your boss. No, Pastor, this imposed on WhatsApp started that I am the one to give synopsis. So I'm listening to it now that I gather my notes. When I'm done, I will attend to them. I will smoke you out of the office. I will give you your sack letter. You don't know. Hallelujah. Thank glory to God. Am I saying you shouldn't listen to it? You should listen to it. Right? But not when you are directly supposed to be handling the task. You and I know that in every organization there are times where you'll be free. Times within the hour, 8 to 6, that you are free. That when we say listen to message, we are telling you, gently use those times you are free. Not when you are supposed to be working. You are working. And imagine Pastor Dixon is your team lead. You are like, Sister Simi, what are you doing? You are supposed to have sent me this report since 2 hours ago. You say, no, I thought I would send it. What are you doing now? Remember you gave us assignment in a study group that we should check what is the character of the believer, interpreting it from the book of Genesis. That is what I'm doing. I'm writing an exegesis, looking at it in the contemporary day. Mama, that is not. He going home. He goes to the library. This is work. Hallelujah. Be wise. Are you hearing me? Be wise. That is workplace. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hope you are listening to me. Amen. Amen. You're supposed to wash your client's clothes. Say you worship when you're done listening to them. No, I want to listen to message. When I'm done. Office time. No, that's wrong. Hallelujah. Do it happily. Do it happily. When you say you do something happily, don't grumble. Don't complain. You know, we have examples on scriptures. But scripture warns us not to complain, right? 1 Corinthians 10, right? Do not murmur. Murmuring is not of God. Don't murmur. Today, almost in every organization, there are people, there are wailers in every organization. Let me tell you. I'm saying it because I've worked in different places. There are wailers, people that will always complain. Never join them. Most times, see, somebody has told me before, when we like coming to complain to you, but we never heard you complain, I say, that is the secret. I will listen to you, but I will not complain. Why? Because I was not taught that way. I was not taught that way. I was taught not to complain. Look at Philippians chapter 2 quickly. Philippians 2:14. Are you there? It says, do all things without what complaining and disputing. Without complaining. Titus 2:9. Titus 2:9. Are you there? It says, exalt. Now we say bond servant can be called what? Employee, right? So let's read. Exalt employees to be obedient to their own masters. Why? To be well pleasing in all things. Not answering. Not answering back. Eh? Okay. Again. Not answering back means not. That word is the word for not arguing. Arguing, complaining. Arguing, complaining. Somebody just not to complain. So a believer in an organization, a believer in an organization must not form those who are forming clique against the management. Except the management has a union. And you are part of the union. Even when you are part of the union, you are taught what to do. Hallelujah. Be wise. The day my eyes was open was the day SUG went for a meeting with the VC. People were gabbling. We don't agree. Hey, we don't agree. The SUG guys entered inside and they started eating. We were outside carrying placards. That's here. We were carrying placards. We don't agree. Oh, no. Yeah. I got a lot. They see all of you. Should be one of them. All of them. I won all of them. From that day, there was a time they went to scatter school, they invaded the school, scatter SUG. Funny enough, they now increased damages in the next session for every student minus us. But there were some of us that in our own campus that we didn't go. People like us, people like me, my close friends, we told them not to go. I was able to sensitize a lot of people. Don't be stupid. And sometimes just tell yourself, don't be stupid. Are you okay? Now travel to main campus to go and scatter. Thank God they didn't do in my own campus. We see the amount of damages that they paid. Funny enough, all the SUG were not built. Not even one of them paid anything. They used you to achieve their goal. Hallelujah. That they even locked this inside toilet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So don't argue. Don't argue. Hallelujah. back to that Colossians 3. There's something I need to show there. Colossians 3, I need to get a bit faster. Because we have to complete some things today. Colossians 3, are you there? Verse 22. You know what it says? It says, bond servant, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in sincerity of heart, fearing God. He said, not with eye service. Hallelujah. Not with notice me. Some people are like that. Right? They want to be noticed. They call it office politics. Want to be noticed. Eye service. No. Don't carry out your tax with eye service. Hallelujah. But sir, if you don't do all those eye service, they will not notice you. And those people that they are noticing, they will be giving them promotion. Yes, don't do it with eye service. Don't get greedy. I'm coming there. Don't get greedy. Don't get greedy. That is where greed comes in. Hallelujah. Take your tax the way it is given to you and do it. Don't get involved in office politics. Don't. Hallelujah. Don't get involved in that. Glory to God. Don't get involved in office gossip. Office gossip, office grapevine. Let all every of the grapevine, politics, let them end with you. They come to give you grapevine, don't pass it, end it. Hallelujah. You tell yourself in the office, I am the end point of gossip. Once you gossip and get to my place, it stops. How does it stop? Because I will not tell anybody. It doesn't concern me. Do you understand? It stops with me. Grapevine ends with me. Hallelujah. You know, grapevine is an English word for fake news. Hallelujah. Don't carry fake news in the office. No, mom. Hallelujah. It spoils you. This is not your character. This is not your person. Hallelujah. Same way, don't carry fake news about your government on the media. Don't. Are you hearing me? News that is not verified, don't carry. Even if you are not supporting the party, does not mean you would carry fake news. Even if you don't like the administration, does not mean you will carry fake news. Are you hearing me? Never. Any news you have seen on social media, verify before you post. Do what? Verify before you post. Don't get naughty. Don't get stupid on social media. I say that a whole lot. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, Ephesians 6, 5 to 8. Carry your tax well. In 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy 6. Verses 1. Look at what it says. It says, let as many employees as are under the yoke count their own master worthy of honor. When you say under the yoke, you are gainfully employed. Their own masters worthy of honor. Did you see that? So that the name of God and his doctrine may not be what? May not be what? Can you see why you need to do things orderly? Can you see why you need to carry out be honest in your tax? Do it heartily? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when it says you should honor, it means you should value your job. Value. You might not be getting 10 million. You might not be getting 10 billion. But you know what? Value the little you are earning there. Hallelujah. And be loyal to it. It's something I need to really talk on. Be loyal to it. I know people who lost their jobs because of loyalty. Because of loyalty. Be loyal to your job. Learn to be loyal. You cannot be in an office. Let's say I'm working in GT Bank and I'm advertising Union Bank advert. You're not loyal. Are you hearing me? You're not loyal. I can't be working for Airtel and I have MTN SIM card and I'm not using Airtel. I'm not loyal. Are you hearing me? Be loyal. Are you following me? Be loyal. I'm working for CIT. I've left AB and Adosa. You don't see me post AB and Adosa products. No. I'm loyal to my organization. Hallelujah. I'm loyal. I'm loyal. Say, I'm loyal. Learn to be loyal. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You cannot see me. I'm supporting Chelsea. I'll not be writing Arsenal should win. How? I'm loyal to my club. I hear it. I'm loyal. Glory to God. No matter how they say, no matter how they want me to pray for them, I will pray for them. Because I'm loyal to my club. Because tonight, the sky is blue. Glory to God. For tonight, my prayer will not work for you. I pray that you will fall tonight. I'm loyal to my club. Sir, I've just been loyal. Hallelujah. How many of you, your father will be selling, for example, your father is selling coke. You leave your father's company and went to your neighbor's company to go and buy coke. You're not a loyal child. You are loyal to your father. Hallelujah. Are you following me? You should be loyal. Loyalty. Learn to be loyal. Amen.
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 Glory to God. Learn to be loyal. Loyal to your job. To your employer. You know the funny thing, I tell people they pay your bills. Glory to God. My previous place of work does not pay my bills. What pays my bills today is where I'm working. Glory to God. Imagine you own GT Bank. You own it too. Now you're not employee. You own GC Bank and you are wearing UBA uniform. You're a confused person going on rampage. Right? You're confused. You must be loyal to your brand. So learn to be loyal to your office. Glory to God. Loyalty also includes the fact that you will not let out confidential information of your office to people outside. To your friend, say, you know you're my friend, let me tell you what's happening, let me gist about my office. You're not loyal. You are not what? Loyal. You keep confidentiality. You say, I'm not working, why are you teaching us all this? You will need it for the next 10 years, when you start working. You need it for the next 5 years, when you start working, next 2 years, next 6 months. Hallelujah. Learn loyal. You cannot be working in a hotel, and you leave your hotel to go and be lodging in another hotel. If I am the person, I will sack you. I worked in an organization where somebody stole from the bank. Listen, somebody stole from the bank. They are looking for the person. They are looking for the person. So the person was not doing wedding. The staff of the bank now went for the person's wedding. I said, no, it's my friend. What happened between him is between him and the bank. And the bank sacked all of them that went for the wedding. In fact, they came to the wedding, took the guy on his wedding day, saw all their staff members, came on Monday, sacked all of them. Somebody said, they will not be nice. Why would they sack them like that? Question I ask is, who are you supposed to be loyal to? Your friend or your office? You know, I'm loyal to my friend. Eh? You're loyal to your friend. The office says you're listening. You chose to be loyal to your friend. Right? Let your friend pay your bills. Just very simple. Just be wise. You don't lose your friendship because of wedding now. They use wedding, do you? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, no verse. So I know call your wedding, but you know what? Don't worry. We'll soon relate. Abby, you are loyal to your organization. Glory to God. Amen. You know, I almost went for the wedding. On the morning, I now give myself brain. I say, think about it now. You want to go to wedding. Wedding. I thought about wedding. For what? How I know for what? Somebody that stole from the bank. I said, I beg, I'm just, let me sit down. How do you know? I just know somebody that stole from the bank. Number one, he stole. Is he your friend? He stole. Still well. If you stole just 10 naira, it's good. You stole millions in Japan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So be loyal. Be loyal. If you work for Santos, be loyal to Santos. When they come to catch Santos, they will catch you too. Be loyal. Be loyal to the end. Hallelujah. Don't change from Barcelona because Messi has left. Be loyal to the end. Be loyal to the brand. When they go for relegation, you go too.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. I think yes, sir. You are relegated already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I round up with this. Okay, no. Not yet. For a believing boss, you work with one who is a believing boss. I said a few about it. A believing boss, one from the same local church, is your boss. You shouldn't start doing what the military will call, what is that word again? Familiarity in the office place. Begin to assume the office place. It's not my, our new guy is my pastor. My new guy is my pastor. So you walk in anytime. You want to, you even leave, sir. Today is my cell meeting. I have to go by 2 o'clock so I can go and prepare. You are robbing your pastor. So that if your guy, if your God does not allow you, not come to church and report to Pastor. Pastor, this is why I said in all hood, is because the team did not allow me to leave school by 2. No. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. Don't do like that. Don't be like that. Hallelujah. Don't assume. In fact, when your pastor or your leader in church is your boss, is it time for you to be more professional? Someone once said, there's nothing like professionalism. Bible doesn't teach professionalism. What have I been teaching you since? Professionalism. From where? Scriptures. Hallelujah. Just that they couldn't just interpret it. You might not hear the word directly, professionalism. Because in those days where scripture was written, there was the word professionalism does not exist. But you see, to be diligent, that is professionalism. Need to be professional in your job. Don't say, okay, because you are now pastor, you are now leader, and Boise's pastor, and Boise is now became your head of department. And you have one meeting. Say, bro, Boise, hi. Your head of department. Brother, how far? I'm going for Caris Camp. I need to close my door. You are giving your boss in the office order. No. You must learn to say to him in the office, sir. The same way you will call that guy who is your junior, that is your boss, sir. Even if you like, be the GO. And a member of your church is the head of the department. You tell him, sir. Be professional. That is the office. I tell people a lot. Hallelujah. I tell people a lot. Glory to God. Glory to God. Some people have difficulty respecting people who are younger than them in the office. No. You're not respecting the person based on age, based on the position. Once you've got, I tell people a whole lot in my office, I am Mr. Smart in the office, and I sound it very clear. When I live there and I'm coming to church, I'm pastor. But this is office environment. Let's do it as office. Hallelujah. Learn to be professional in the office. Also because, imagine somebody, I receive query in the office. Imagine now query me, and I look at you and say, how many people are you leading? You're only leading 4 people. Do you know what it takes to pastor, to groom people? You are just being proud, knowing nothing. You know nothing. You are empty and void. What's your job? You leave all that aside. Never allow it to get into your brain. You know, I was one that started by Esther Branch. You know what I mean to start up? Oga. Answer query. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Learn to manage relationship. Don't come to your office and your imagine your boss I don't want to say this, but let me say it. Imagine our boss, the boss that calls to the office, and before he sits, enter his office, he pours anointing oil. You are knowledgeable. Pour anointing oil. And then say, oh, Father, Holy Ghost. And you, because you know the word, and according to the scripture. Let me tell you what the Greek word is. No, I don't do that. I don't do that in the office. I don't even call Greek. I don't even go into Bible arguments. Far from me. One woman asked me one day, are you a pastor in the office? I knew it was she was going into mockery. Nonsense talk. Are you hearing me? Nonsense talk. I don't get engaged into those kind of talk. I don't. I go with God. You're a professional. So one day, that same person came to ask me, how can I study now, personally, not in the office, so we're going out. And you kind of asked me, how can I read my Bible well? I said, hey, now you can ask me, we are going out. And I started giving scriptures. I started quoting, teaching. When we got to where we were going to town, I thought, at least walk on things. Hallelujah. Understand where to stop. Are you hearing me? Not that they're not saying, you know what? I want to teach you so great salvation. See this one. We'll start with this one together. No. Hallelujah. Just end it there. Glory to God. Don't say because you are working in an office where you are supposed to cut grass. And I say, me, man of God, cut grass. Okay? Rake the grass. I hear me. Some people don't come at night to do fatigue on days. They are claiming Oga man of God. They will sit in the room and say, how can I be cutting grass? Come outside and cut grass, please. Hallelujah. Is that correct? Be using rake to pack death inside gutter? Okay? When I was on base, don't I do it. Pack it. Hallelujah. If you don't pack it, will the mosquitoes keep your house? Will you keep your house? To bite you. So pack it. Don't be sitting inside the house, man of God. Some man of God. Say, you know what it is? I have stopped fetching water from the tap. I'm not Geo. Go downstairs and fetch water. Carry bath. Not that they can carry bath. With your head. After you're done carrying, after 2 minutes, carry your Bible and go and preach. Be an example. Don't sit and say, emoji. As an emoji. No emoji. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For those who are believing bosses, who are bosses, who are employers, quickly take this. Colossians 4:1. As we go. I thought I could get to this today. But no problem. Colossians 4:1. As we go. Colossians 4:1. Masters, which is employer, give your bond servant what is just and fair, knowing that you also have a master in heaven. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So he said to render to your employee all that is due. All that is due. Don't discriminate. Do not threaten. I like that scripture. I like a version. A version says, do not threaten. Don't start threatening people in the office because you employ them. Hallelujah. Don't start threatening. No. What is due to them, give it to them. Hallelujah. Don't start shortchanging your employees. They might not know, but you know, they're not living rightly. Hallelujah. Give to them what you ought to give to them. Give to them what will make them excel in the task you are assigning them to do. And in doing that, you're doing well. Hallelujah. Another thing to put in mind, both for the employer and employee, is to be content. Contentment. Don't be in a haste to wealth. Don't be in a haste to wealth. Don't be in the atheist to them. Some people want to make all the money today. No. Hallelujah. Don't be in a haste to wealth. You may be earning 10,000 naira today. Doesn't mean you cannot earn 500k tomorrow. Don't be in a rush. Trust the process. Are you hearing me? Trust the process. I tell people that a whole lot. Trust the process. Just be diligent in your 10,000. Be diligent. Be diligent. Hallelujah. And be content. Content will make you not to start, not to be a boropost. Be content. Be content with what you have. If a man, if I say I'm teaching you today as an employer, as an employee, to be content. Learn to be content. Don't start looking at your friend like earning 500k. I have a lot of my friends that are any bigger than me. If I did, but I don't try comparing myself with them. Hallelujah. Don't compare yourself at all. Don't try to compare wealth. Come on. Don't be like that. Are you hearing me? Don't be like that. Don't. You are a child of God. Don't compare. Be content. Are you hearing me? Even if I'm earning 15,000 today, doesn't mean I can't earn 250 tomorrow. I'm earning 15,000 today and my mate is earning 500. I know. My mate is driving cars. I'm walking with my leg. I know. Hallelujah. But you know, you're a child of God. We are taught contentment. Are you hearing me? We are taught to be content. Don't try to gain what, don't try to get what's your job. I tell people that, don't try to get what's your job. Don't try to take what your job cannot afford you. Don't. Don't. The things you can't do that your salary can't pay or what your income can't accommodate, allow it. Allow it. If you don't have it, doesn't mean you will die. You will not die. You will still be alive. Hallelujah. So allow some things go. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3. I mean, Proverbs 13 says something concerning that. Proverbs 13. Quickly. Be content. Are you there? Proverbs 13, verse 11. It says, wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase. Wealth gained by what? Dishonesty. Don't be dishonest to make money. Don't be dishonest. Don't be in greed. This is a function of greed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what greed does. What dishonesty does, it blinds and it throws caution into the wind. Don't throw caution into the wind. No. Learn to live within your means. We are believers. Hallelujah. Learn to live within your means in terms of natural affairs. And trust God for the things, for other things you need to get. Remember I said, do not take out the miraculous from your everyday life. Are you hearing me? Never neglect the miraculous in your everyday life. Never. Believe God for the miraculous. Plan with your what you earn. Hallelujah. It might be small today, doesn't mean it can be big tomorrow. And also never close yourself from what business opportunities. If you have one, learn to throw it in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And be the best in your employment. Be the best in your handwork. Be the best at what you do. Get something. You don't want to work for people, get something. Learn to take that task. Learn to take the risk. Most times you might not have funds, you might not have money, but you know what? You are doing something. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I have someone who, what she does is to gather, she has a platform where she has different delivery guys. She links them, gets commission. But every task that they do, just making money, not being idle. Are you hearing me? Link them, she has a link, and then does the advert, and then throws it out. People do the job. And what does she do? She gets her commission. She learns to think. Think out of the box. I tell people a whole lot of times. A lot of the time. Think out of the box. Hallelujah. I say this off record. You can take it off record. You can put it in there. Off record. Learn as much as you can.
So, before we go, we're going to family and then talk about
marriage and relationships. When I mean relationship, dating. Should a Christian date? Hallelujah. I hope I'm messing on, eh? Eh? Yeah, you have on it. It's not coming out straight. Should a Christian date? Trust God to arrive at that answer and crash some relationship in the, by the power of the Lord, by the power of God. Amen. Let's pray. Let's